بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. قال المؤلفين علينا وعليه رحمة الله وأن الرافضة رفضوا الإسلام
الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. تقدم معنا البحث على الفرق المبتدعة الضالة، ومن أعظمهم ضلالا الرافضة، وعرفنا بأنهم أنواع أقسام: رافضة مؤلهة، ورافضة شابة، والثالثة زيدية وهي أخف. فالمؤلهة هم الذين يؤلهون علي بن أبي طالب ويتوارثون هذه العقيدة الفاسدة، وأوائلهم أحرقهم علي بن أبي طالب لأنهم اعتقدوا فيه الألوهية، فأخذه الغضب وخدلهم أخاديد وأحرقهم بالنار. والشابة هم الذين يسبون أصحاب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ويقعون في أعراضهم، وفي المقدمة أبو بكر وعمر ومن أمهات المؤمنين عائشة وحفصة وجل أصحاب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يتهمونهم بالنفاق والتعاون على الإثم والعدوان، قالوا لأنهم خانوا في الوصية. الخلافة بعد الرسول قالوا لعلي، والصحابة تعاونوا واعتبروا خلافة لأبي بكر فعمر فعثمان، وهم في ذلك أهل الظلم والبهتان، لأن قولهم ما وافقهم عليه أحد من أهل الإسلام الصحيح فضلا عن أهل السنة. والزيدية المعدودة من الفرق الإسلامية عندهم بدع ومخالفات، منها تفضيل علي بن أبي طالب على الشيخين أبي بكر وعمر، وهو لا يرضى ذلك ولا يدعيه، بل يذم من يفعل ذلك، إلا أنهم لا يسبون الشيخين ولا ينكرون خلافتهما، مع ما عندهم من بدع أهل الاعتزال في باب الأسماء والصفات، إلا أنهم معدودين من الفرق الإسلامية إلا من وافقت السابة منهم. وعلى العموم فهي من أخبث الفرق في ذلك الوقت وفي وقتنا الحاضر، وأمرهم عجيب في كل وقت من الأوقات، وخصومهم أهل السنة قبل كل أحد، يكرهون أهل السنة لأنهم بيّنوا بدعهم ومخازيهم وفضحوهم. نعم.
والخوارج مراق.
نعم، الخوارج مراق من أهل البدع والضلال الخوارج، وهم أهل المعتقد الفاسد وأهل المنهج الفاسد المعارض لنصوص الكتاب والسنة. فهم خارجون على أهل السنة بالدرجة الأولى وعلى ولاة المسلمين وعلى وواقعون في الفساد في الأرض، لا يبالون بأعراض المسلمين ولا بأموالهم، بل يطلقون عليهم أنهم كفار، يكفرون بالمعاصي ويقولون بخلود أهل الكبائر الموحدين المصلين الصائمين، يقولون بخلودهم في النار وأنه لا خروج لهم من النار، فتحجروا واسعا، وكلامهم هذا باطل ومعتقدهم فاسد. وقد أخبر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم عنهم بأنهم كلاب النار، وطوبى لمن قتلهم أو قتلوه، وقتلهم حق، نعم.
وأن الجهمية كفار
عند كثير من السلف القول بكفر الجهمية، لأن الجهمية أنكروا باب الأسماء والصفات، فلم يثبتوا لله الأسماء ولم يثبتوا له الصفات، فكذبوا القرآن. وهكذا قالوا بالإرجاء، فحكم عليهم بالكفر كثير من السلف الذين لهم أقدام راسخة في العلم، وما ذلك إلا لأنهم كذبوا بمعتقدهم الفاسد كتاب الله وسنة نبيه عليه الصلاة والسلام. قال الله تعالى: ولله الأسماء الحسنى فادعوه بها وذروا الذين يلحدون في أسمائه. وفي مقدمة الملحدين مع المشركين الجهمية، وذكر الله أسماءه وصفاته في القرآن وفي السنة، فكذبت هذه الطائفة الضالة القرآن والسنة، فحكم عليهم أئمة العلم بالكفر. نعم.
ومن زعم أن القرآن مخلوق فهو كافر بالله العظيم كفرا ينقل عن الملة، ومن شك في كفره ممن يفهم فهو كافر، ومن شك في كلام الله عز وجل فوقف شاكا فيه يقول لا أدري مخلوق أو غير مخلوق فهو جهمي، ومن وقف في القرآن جاهلا علم وبدع ولم يكفر، ومن قال لفظي بالقرآن مخلوق فهو جهمي أو القرآن بلفظي مخلوق فهو جهمي.
أعد.
ومن زعم أن القرآن مخلوق،
نعم، ومن زعم أن القرآن مخلوق كالمعتزلة والخوارج، قالوا إن القرآن مخلوق فخالفوا أهل السنة والجماعة القائلين أن القرآن كلام الله منزل من الله غير مخلوق، تلقاه جبريل عن الله تبارك وتعالى وبلغه محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم، وبلغه محمد عليه الصلاة والسلام أمته، بلغه أصحابه، وهكذا توارثه المسلمون جيل بعد جيل من قرائهم، فهو منزل من عند الله ليس مخلوقا كالمخلوقات، فبطل قول المعتزلة، وحكم عليهم كثير من أئمة الكفر ومن أئمة الإسلام بالكفر، لأنهم خالفوا نصوص القرآن المحكمة. قال الله تعالى إنا أنزلناه في ليلة مباركة، فقال أنزلناه ولم يقل خلقناه، فقال إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر، إلى غير ذلك من النصوص الدالة على أن القرآن كلام الله منزل غير مخلوق، منه بدأ وإليه يعود، وأنه حروف وكلمات ومعاني فبطل أقوال أهل البدع القائلين بأنه مخلوق، وشارك المعتزلة في القول الباطل في القرآن غيرهم من الأشاعرة والكلابية والماتريدية، قالوا القرآن معنى قائم بذات الله لا حرف ولا صوت، وهذا من المعتقد الفاسد الباطل. فإن كانوا لم يصرحوا بأن القرآن مخلوق كالمعتزلة، لذا حكم أئمة العلم كثير من أئمة العلم على أهل الاعتزال بالكفر، قالوا لأنهم كذبوا القرآن. وطوائف أخرى كالواقفة، فرقة من الفرق المبتدعة ثم الواقفة، قالوا لا نقول مخلوق ولا نقول غير مخلوق. وكان الواجب عليهم بدل هذا التوقف الذي ليس له محل أن يسألوا العلماء ويطلبوا منهم الأدلة على أن القرآن منزل من عند الله غير مخلوق، منه بدأ وإليه يعود. لكنهم وقفوا مع بدعتهم فسموا الواقفة، وهم من أهل البدع والضلال. شاركوا الجهمية، وهكذا اللفظية، قال لفظي بالقرآن فهو جهمي، وقال من قال القرآن بلفظي مخلوق فهو من أهل البدع والضلال. ولا يكون القول إلا لأهل السنة والجماعة كما سمعنا. نعم،
عيد المقطع، عيد المقطع. ومن زعم أن القرآن مخلوق فهو كافر بالله العظيم كفرا ينقل عن الملة، ومن شك في كفره
هذا قول المعتزلة.
ومن شك في كفره ممن يفهم فهو كافر.
نعم، ومن شك في كفره من المسلمين ممن يفهم، من عنده علم لكنه تحيز لأصحاب البدع فهو منهم، من تشبه بقوم فهو منهم. نعم،
ومن شك في كلام الله عز وجل فوقف شاكا فيه يقول لا أدري مخلوق أو غير مخلوق فهو جهمي.
كذا هؤلاء الواقفة لحقوا بالجهمية.
ومن وقف في القرآن جاهلا علم وبدع ولم يكفر.
صحيح، من وقف جاهل لا يعرف الأحكام من عوام المسلمين فإنه يعلم ويبين له الحكم ليقول بقول أهل السنة، فإن انتفع وقال بقول أهل السنة نجا فهو من أهل السنة، وإن عاند واستكبر وقلد لحق بمن قلده من الجهمية.
ومن قال لفظي بالقرآن مخلوق فهو جهمي.
كذلك من قال لفظي بالقرآن مخلوق ما سبقه أحد، ما سبق هذه الطائفة أحد من أهل السنة بأن يقول لفظي بالقرآن مخلوق فهو من أهل البدع لحق بالجهمية. ومن قال القرآن بلفظي مخلوق كذلك من أهل البدع والضلال. نعم،
أو القرآن بلفظي مخلوق فهو جهمي.
نعم،
وقال أبو محمد سمعت أبي يقول وعلامة أهل البدع الوقيعة في أهل الأثر.
كذلك مما عرف به أهل البدع والضلال أنهم يطعنون في أهل السنة ويطلقون عليهم ألقابا هم براء منها، فقالوا حشوية، وقالوا نوابث، وقالوا مشبهة، ونحو ذلك يطلقون على أهل السنة الذين أثبتوا لله الأسماء والصفات، فهذه وقيعتهم في أهل السنة، وكلامهم باطل وهم ظالمون ومعتدون، والله سبحانه وتعالى سيجازيهم على بغيهم واعتدائهم على أهل السنة الذين شرفهم الله وأكرمهم بفهم السنة على الوجه الصحيح والقول بها والدعوة إليها والانتصار لها من أهل البدع والضلال.
وعلامة الزنادقة تسميتهم أهل السنة حشوية يريدون إبطال الآثار.
نعم، حشوية من الألقاب، ألقاب الذم، يعني كأنهم أثاء لا فائدة من وجودهم، وغرضهم من هذا أنهم يريدون أن يبطلوا نصوص السنة ونصوص القرآن، لأن حملة القرآن ورواته ومعلمه والحديث النبوية أصحاب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ومن بعدهم ممن أخذ نصيبا من الكتاب والسنة وبلغوه الناس، فهم يتهمونهم بأنهم حشوية، يلقبونهم بهذا اللقب، أي غثاء لا فائدة منهم، يريدون أن يبطلوا نصوص الكتاب والسنة التي حملها أهل السنة في عهد الصحابة الكرام وفي من بعدهم إلى يوم الدين. فهم زنادقة، والزنديق هو المنافق، النفاق الاعتقادي.
علامة الجهمية تسميتهم أهل السنة مشبهة.
نعم، الجهمية يسمون أهل السنة مشبهة لأنهم أثبتوا لله الأسماء والصفات، فنظروا في صفات المخلوقين إلا ويتتفق مع بعض أسماء وصفات الخالق، فحملهم ذلك على أن أهل السنة يشبهون الخالق بالمخلوق، ولم يعرفوا كما عرف أهل السنة أنه وإن اتفقت الأسماء وفي الألفاظ في الأصل المعنى إلا أن صفات الخالق كاملة بكماله لائقة بجلاله، ليست كصفة المخلوق، وصفة المخلوق لائقة بحاله، فهو هو وصفاته مبدوء من العدم ويؤول إلى الفناء ويطرأ عليه العطب، والله تبارك وتعالى بذاته وأسمائه وصفاته صاحب الكمال والجلال، كما سمى نفسه وصف نفسه، الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم، وكم لها من نظائر تدل على كمال الله في ذاته وأسمائه وصفاته. فأهل السنة والجماعة فرقوا بين أسماء الله وصفاته وبين أسماء المخلوقين وصفاتهم، فصفات الله لائقة بجلاله كاملة بكماله، وصفات المخلوقين لائقة بأحوالهم، والاتفاق إنما هو في أصل المعنى فقط. فبطل قول الجهمية وفضحهم الله بواسطة أهل السنة والجماعة. وقد علمنا من تأريخ رؤسائهم من سلط الله عليهم الأمراء فقتلوهم. فالرئيس الأول الذي أخذ عن اليهود الجعد بن جرهم قتل بسبب أنه أنكر صفات الله. والجهم بن صفوان الذي ورث علمه كذلك قتل وصلب. وبشر المريسي الثالث لما مات ما صلى عليه أحد من أهل السنة. ولا مشى في جنازته أحد. فالحمد لله النصر للسنة ولأهلها في كل زمان ومكان. وفي كل زمان يوجد أهل السنة يبينون معتقدات أهل البدع الفاسدة ومناهجهم الخبيثة. فالحمد لله على ذلك.
وعلامة القدرية تسميتهم أهل الأثر مجبرة.
القدرية مضى الكلام عليها قريب، وبينا بأنهم الذين يقولون لا قدر، نفاة القدر، وأن العبد هو الذي يخلق فعل نفسه، وأنه لا قدر لا للخير ولا للشر من الله عز وجل. وهذا تكذيب للقرآن كما مضى معنا. ويقول إن أهل السنة جبرية أو مجبرة، والجبرية فرقة من فرق أهل البدع والضلال. قالوا إن العبد مجبور على أفعاله، ونسبة الأفعال إليه مجاز، وإنما الفاعل في الحقيقة هو الله. فكل رزية أضافوها إلى الله تبارك وتعالى، فصاروا من أهل الضلال والكذب بدون برهان. فالقدرية ضالة والجبرية ضالة، وأهل السنة براء من معتقد القدرية ومن معتقد الجبرية.
وعلامة المرجئة تسميتهم أهل السنة مخالفة ونقصانية.
نعم، لأنهم يقولون الإيمان يزيد وينقص، قالوا إنهم نقصانية. والمجبرة قد بينا معتقدهم الفاسد، وأنهم يقولون الإيمان مجرد اعتقاد بالقلب، ولو لم يصحبه امتثال الأوامر واجتناب النواهي. فمن صدق بقلبه فهو مؤمن كامل الإيمان عند الجبرية الجهمية، ولو لم يمتثل لله أمرا ولم يجتنب له نهيا. وكذبوا في ذلك لأن الله عز وجل أمر بالعمل ووعد الثواب عليه، وتوعد من ترك أوامره وارتكب محارمه في القرآن الكريم.
وعلامة الرافضة تسميتهم أهل السنة ناصبة.
نعم، الرافضة كما مضى معنا يطلقون على أهل السنة أنهم نواصب، بمعنى أنهم نصبوا العداوة لأهل البيت ولم يعرفوا حقهم، بدءا من علي بن أبي طالب وذرية علي بن أبي طالب، لأنهم أعانوا أبا بكر وعمر في زعمهم وعثمان على الخلافة، ونصبوا العداوة لأهل البيت. فسماهم الروافض، سموا أهل السنة ناصبة ونقصانية، لأنهم يقولون الإيمان يزيد وينقص، وهكذا أهل السنة كل زمان ومكان.
نعم. بسم الله، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والسيد المرسلين نبينا وإمامنا محمد الأمين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. وبعد، the following is the translation of the 10th lesson from the Sheikh Zayd Al-Makhli regarding the book Aqidat al-Raziyin. The student, he began by reading the statement of the two Imams, Abu Zur'a al-Razi and Abu Hatim al-Razi, when they said, and that the Rafida, they rejected al-Islam. Sheikh Zayd, Hafidhah Allah, he began praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and saying, may the prayers and peace of Allah be upon Allah's messenger, as to what follows. The Sheikh, he said, we previously have gone over the innovative and deviant groups, from the greatest of them in terms of their deviation of the Rafidah. We know that they are of various categories. There are the Rafidah al-Mu'alliha, those who deify Ali, and then the Rafidah al-Sabbah, those who revile the companions. And the third group, there are the Zaydiyah, and they are less than the other two. The Mu'alliha, they are those who deify Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu, and they inherit this corrupt creed one from another. Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu, he burned them with fire because they believed that he was divine. So he was infuriated by that, and he dug ditches for them and burnt them with fire. The Sabbah are those who revile the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and transgress against their honor. And at the head of them, meaning at the head of the Sahaba who they revile, is Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, and likewise Umar, and from the mothers of the believers, Aisha and Hafsa, and the majority of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They accuse them of hypocrisy and cooperation upon sin and transgression. They say that this is because they acted deceptively as it relates to the wasiyah, to the will of Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They say that the khilafa after the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was for Ali. And they say that the companions cooperated in giving the khilafa to Abu Bakr, and then Umar, and then Uthman. And by doing so, they were people of dhulm, of oppression and falsehood. So that upon which the people of Islam, not to mention Ahlul Sunnah, are in conformity regarding, is not correct according to them. The Zaydiyah are considered to be from the sects of Islam. However, they have innovation and oppositions. From that is preferring Ali ibn Abi Talib over the two sheikhs, Abu Bakr and Umar, while he himself did not feel this way, and he did not claim it. Rather, he censured those who did that. However, they did not revile the two sheikhs, nor did they reject their khilafah, while they have with them bid'ah of the Mu'tazila, as it relates to the names and the attributes of Allah. But they are considered to be from the sects of al-Islam, with the exception of those who agree with the Sabbah. In general, they are from the most despicable of the sects in that time and in this time. And their affair is ajib in every time. And they hate Ahl Sunnah more than anyone. They hate Ahl Sunnah because they clarify their innovation and their despicableness and their evil. Then the student, he continued to read that the Khawarij are renegades. Sheikh Zayd, he explained, he said, the Khawarij are renegades. They are from the people of innovation and misguidance. They are from the people of deviant beliefs and the people of corrupt methodology. And they turn away from the text of the book and the Sunnah. They rebel against Ahlul Sunnah at the first level and against the Muslim leaders, and they cause corruption in the earth. They have no care for the honor of the Muslims or for their wealth. Rather, they consider them to be disbelievers. They make takfir upon the Muslims due to major sins. And they say the people of Tawheed who pray and fast, they will be in the hellfire forever due to major sins. And they will not come out of the fire. This speech of theirs is batil, it is falsehood, and their beliefs are corrupt. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam informed concerning them that they are kilab and nar, they are the dogs of the hellfire, and that tuba is for the one who kills them, or the one whom they kill, and killing them, it is the truth. Then the student, he continued to read. He said that, and the Jahmiya are kuffar, they are disbelievers. Sheikh Zaidi commented saying, according to many of the Salaf, they say that the Jahmiya are disbelievers because the Jahmiya reject the names and attributes of Allah. So they don't affirm a name nor an attribute for Allah. And they belie the Quran. They likewise speak with irjab, meaning the belief of the Marji'ah. So many of the Salaf who were firmly grounded in knowledge ruled that they were disbelievers. And that was not except due to the fact that they belied the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam with their corrupt beliefs. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, what is translated to mean, and to Allah belong the most beautiful names, so call upon him by them and leave alone those who deviate regarding his names. The Sheikh, he said, at the head of those who deviate in this regard, right along with the polytheists of the Jahmiyyah. Allah mentions his names and attributes in the book and the Sunnah. And this deviant group belied the Quran and the Sunnah. So the Imams of knowledge ruled them to be disbelievers. Then the student, he continued to read, and whoever claims that the Quran is created, then he is a disbeliever in Allah, the Exalted, with a disbelief that exits him from the fold of Al-Islam. And whoever doubts in his disbelief from those who understand the affair, then he is likewise a disbeliever. And whoever doubts the speech of Allah, and he hesitates or he withholds having doubt within him or within it, and he says, I don't know if it is created or if it is not created, then he is a Jahmi. And whoever refrains regarding the Quran out of ignorance, then he is to be taught. And Tabdi, he is to be declared an innovator, but he is not to be declared a disbeliever. And whoever says, my articulation of the Quran is created, then he is a Jahmi. And whoever says, the Quran, by way of my articulation, is created, then he is a Jahmi. Sheikh Zaidi said, an explanation. He who claims that the Quran is created, such as the Mu'tazila and the Khawarij, they say that the Quran is created, and they oppose Ahl Sunnah wa Jama'ah, who say that the Quran is the speech of Allah, sent down by Allah. And it is not created. Jibreel took it from Allah and conveyed it to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Muhammad conveyed it to his ummah. He conveyed it to his companions, and likewise it was handed down generation after generation from their reciters. It was sent down from Allah and not created like the other created things. So the statement of the Mu'tazila is falsehood, and many other imams ruled upon them with disbelief because they opposed the clear and decisive verses from the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, indeed we sent it down on a blessed night. He said, within this verse, Allah ta'ala, he says, anzalnahu, we sent it down. And he didn't say khalaqnahu, that we created it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also mentioned, indeed we sent it down on Laylatul Qadr. and so on and so forth from the text, which indicate that the Quran is the speech of Allah, sent down and not created. From him it originated, and to him it shall return. And that it consists of letters, words, and meanings. So the statement of the people of innovation, their statements are invalid. Those who say that it is created, the Mu'tazila, they share with others in their false statement regarding the Quran. From the Asha'ira, the Kullabiyya, the Maturidiyya. And this is from the corrupt false beliefs. Although these other groups, they don't explicitly say that the Quran is created, such as the Mu'tazila. Due to that, many of the Imams of Knowledge ruled with disbelief upon the people of I'tizal, meaning upon the Mu'tazila. And they say that this is because they belied the Quran. The other groups, such as the Waqifah, those people who refrain, this is a deviant group from amongst the innovators. They say, I don't say that it is created, nor do I say that it is not created. It was obligatory upon them, instead of this refrainment which they took, which has no place whatsoever, to just ask the ulama, to ask the scholars, and seek from them the proof that the Quran is from Allah, not created. It originated with him, and to him it shall return. However, they refrained with their innovation. So they were named al-Waqifah, those who refrain. And they are from the people of innovation and misguidance. They share with the Jahmiyya. Likewise, there is the Lafdiyya, though the individual who says my articulation of the Quran is created. They are in reality Jahmiyya. If he says that the Quran, once I utter it, it is created, then he is from the people of innovation and misguidance. There is no correct statement except that which is with Ahl Sunnah wa Jama'ah, as we have heard. Then the student, he went back over this same section, line for line. He read the first line, that whoever claims that the Quran, it is created, then he is the disbeliever in Allah, the Exalted, with a disbelief that exits one from their religion. Sheikh Zayd, he says that this is the statement of the Mu'tazila, the statement that the Quran is created. Then the student, he continued to read, and whoever doubts that he is a disbeliever from the individuals who understand the affair, Sheikh Zayd, he says, yes, whoever doubts that he is a disbeliever amongst the Muslims, from those who have knowledge, however, he takes the side of the people of innovation, then he is from them. As the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he said, he who imitates the people, then he is from them. Then the student, he continued to read, and whoever doubts regarding the speech of Allah, Azza wa Jal, so he hesitates, so he refrains, having doubt in it, and he says, I don't know if it's created or if it's not created, then he is a Jahmi. Sheikh Zayd, he says, likewise, these are the Waqifah. They are included amongst the Jahmiyyah. Then the student, he went on, and whoever refrains regarding the Quran out of ignorance, then he is to be taught and he is to be declared an innovator, but he is not to be declared a disbeliever. Sheikh Zayd, he said, this is correct. He who refrains while being ignorant, he doesn't know the legislative rulings from the general Muslims, then he is to be taught, and the ruling is clarified to him, so that he may speak with the statement of Ahl Sunnah. And if he desists, and he speaks with the statement of Ahl Sunnah, then he is saved. He is from Ahl Sunnah. And if he is obstinate, he is arrogant, and he blindly follows, then he is included amongst those who he has blindly followed from the Jahmiyyah. Then the student, he continued to read, and whoever says my articulation of the Quran is created, then he is a Jahmi. The Sheikh, he said, likewise, whoever says my articulation of the Quran is created, whereas no one from the people, or no one from Ahl al-Sunnah preceded him, or preceded this group in saying this, by saying my articulation of the Quran is created, then he is from the people of innovation. He is included amongst the Jahmiya. He who says that the Quran, by way of my recitation and my articulation of it, is created, then likewise he is from the people of innovation and misguidance. Then he went on to read, or he says that my articulation, or that the Quran, by way of my articulation rather, is created, then he's a Jahmi. And then he mentioned another point when he said that Abu Muhammad, he said, I heard my father saying, the sign of the innovation, of the people of innovation, is that they revile the people of narrations. Sheikh Zayd, he said, similarly, from that which the people of innovation and misguidance are known for, is reviling Ahl Sunnah and calling them names which they are free from. They call them Hashawiyah. They say, they call them Nawasib. They call them Mushabbiha, etc. From the names which they call Ahl Sunnah wa Jama'ah, who affirm for Allah names and attributes. This is their criticism of Ahl Sunnah, and their speech is falsehood. They are wrongdoers and transgressors. Allah will recompense them for their oppression and transgression against Ahl Sunnah, whom Allah has ennobled by way of the understanding of the Sunnah in the correct manner, and speaking with it and calling to it and giving it victory over the people of innovation and misguidance. Then the student continued to read that the sign of the Zanadiqa is that they call Ahl Sunnah Hashawiyah, and they intend by that to falsify the texts. Sheikh Zaydi says, Naam, Al-Hashawiyah is from the derogatory names. It means that they are scum. There is no benefit in their existence. They desire by that to falsify the text of the Sunnah and the Quran, and the teachers of the prophetic hadith, who are the companions and those after them. And those after them, they took a position, off one, they took a portion of the book and the Sunnah and conveyed it to the people. So the people of innovation, they accused them of being Hashawiyah. They nicknamed them with this, meaning that they are scum, there's no benefit in them. They want to falsify the text of the book and the Sunnah, which Ahl Sunnah carry from the noble companions and those who follow them until the day of judgment. So they are Zanadiqa. And the Zindiq, he is the hypocrite who has hypocrisy in belief. Then the student continued to read, saying that the sign of the Jahmiyyah is that they call Ahl Sunnah Mushabbiha. The Sheikh Zayd, he says, Naam, the Jahmiyyah refer to Ahl Sunnah as Mushabbiha because they affirm the names and attributes for Allah. So these individuals, they look at the attributes of the created beings, and they deem them to be in conformity with some of the names and attributes of the Creator. And that led them to believe that Ahl Sunnah liken the Creator to the creation. They don't know, as Ahl Sunnah knows, that although the names may be the same as it relates to the meaning, however, the attributes of the Creator are perfect in agreement with His perfection in a manner that befits His majesty and are not like the attributes of the created beings. The attributes of the created beings are in a manner that befits their majesty. He and His attributes came about from non-existence and will perish away, and He experiences inactivity, meaning He breaks down at times. And Allah, with His essence, His names, His attributes, He is the owner of perfection and majesty, just as He has described Himself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, Allah, none has the right to be worshipped but He. He is Al-Hayy, He is the ever-living. He is the one who sustains and protects everything. slumber or sleep does not overtake him. And there are many examples of this, indicating the perfection of Allah in His essence, in His names, and in His attributes. Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah make a distinction between the names and attributes of Allah and the names and attributes of the creation. The attributes of Allah are befitting His majesty, perfect in accordance to His perfection, and the attributes of the creation befits their condition. The similarity is only in the meaning of the word. So the statement of the Jahmiyyah is falsehood. May Allah humiliate them for their enmity against Ahl Sunnah wa Jama'ah. Throughout history, from their leaders, there are those whom Allah gave the Umara, gave the leaders power over them, so they killed them. The first of their leaders who was seized was Ja'ad ibn Dirham. He was killed because he rejected the attributes of Allah. And Jahm ibn Safwan, who inherited his knowledge, likewise was executed and crucified. And Bishr al-Marisi, he's the third individual who, when he died, no one from Ahl Sunnah prayed over him, nor did anyone follow his janazah. So all of the praise is for Allah. The victory is for Ahl Sunnah in every time and every place. In every time, there's Ahl Sunnah who clarify the corrupt beliefs of the people of innovation and their Ba'al methodologies. So all of the praise is for Allah for that. Then the student, he continued to read, that the sign of the Qadariyya is that they refer to Ahl Sunnah, or to the people of narrations, as Mujbirah. Sheikh Zaidi comment is saying, speech concerning the Qadariyya has proceeded a little while ago. We clarify that there are those who say that there is no Qadar. They negate the Qadar, and that they say that the servant is the one who does all of his own actions. There is no decree of the good, nor of the evil from Allah. This is denial of the Quran, as we previously mentioned. And they say that Ahl Sunnah are Jabariyya or Mujbirah. The Jabariyya are a deviant group from the people of innovation and misguidance, who say that the servant is forced to do his actions, and the ascription of the actions to him is metaphorical only. Rather, the one who actually does the action is Allah. So every type of evil, they attributed to Allah. So they became from the people of misguidance and lies without evidence. The Qadariyya are astray, the Jabariyya are astray, and Ahl Sunnah are free of the beliefs of the Qadariyya and likewise the beliefs of the Jabariyya. The student, he continued to read, that the sign of the Murji'ah is that they refer to Ahl Sunnah as Mukhalifah, yani as opposers, and Nuqsaniya, and reductionists. Sheikh Zaidi said that this is because they, meaning Ahl Sunnah, say that Iman increases and decreases, so they call them reductionists. And we explained the corrupt creed of the Murji'ah. They say that Iman is only belief in the heart. And if one does not do any action, nor avoid any prohibition, as long as he believes in his heart, then he is a believer with perfect faith, according to this group, even if he doesn't do any command or avoid any prohibition. And they lied in that, because Allah Azza wa Jal commanded with action, and he promised to reward for it. And he threatened the one who abandoned action, or who abandoned doing the commands and committed the prohibited acts within the noble Quran. Then the student continued to read that the sign of the Rafidah is that they call Ahl Sunnah Nasibah. Sheikh Zaidi says that the Rafidah, as we previously mentioned, refer to Ahl Sunnah as An-Nawasib, meaning those who hate and have enmity for the family of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and they don't give them their right, beginning with Ali ibn Abi Talib and the progeny of Ali ibn Abi Talib, because they aided Abu Bakr and Uthman and Umar, according to them. in the Khilafah, and they show enmity for the household of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam according to them. Therefore, the Rawafid, they call Ahl Sunnah and Nawasib. And they also call them Nuqsaniya, because they say that Iman increases and decreases, and this is the position of Ahl Sunnah in every time and every place. This concludes the translation of the class for today. Hada wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.